Welcome to the Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz, Daf Chobeis, and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. So we're learning the Sugya of Medayrim. Medayrim means bringing animals into a corral, and that will cause the field to be fertilized. So it says the Gemara on the top of the Amud, Ein Medayrim, you can't do this deer, Loi B'Shabbosos, V'Loi B'Yom Tov, not on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov, because this looks as if he's doing a Melacha. And therefore also, he can't do the Chol HaMoed, even if he doesn't get paid for it, just he's doing it as a favor for his friend. And if the animals did go into this corral on their own, you're not allowed to put a guard to prevent them from going out. And you can bring the animals from place to place in order for to fertilize the area. And if the animals came on their own, you don't try to assist them to go into the field. If there is goyim that are working for him anyway throughout the entire week, so then, on Shabbos Yom Tov, if they bring the animals into the field, he could have a guard over there and he could encourage the tzoyin to go from place to place. And if the animals go in on their own, they can help them go in. Because if the goyim are doing it, this is not a real melacha. This just looks like a melacha. So if the goyim are doing it, we're not goyzer. Says the Gemara, Tanya b'shum galiya loymer. Shum galiya says, b'shabes midayim etoivu. Shabbos, if a goy wants to do a favor for the yid and put animals in the field, he could do it. As long as he doesn't pay the goy, just he owes him a favor. B'yom tev b'mezoynes. Yom tev, he can actually give him food. Chushamayit can actually pay the goy to do the work, meaning as more lenient it becomes, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed is the most lenient of the three, he can do more to compensate the goy. Someone who rents the tzoyin, rents the sheep for a day, he cannot go and bring from place to place in order to enjoy and benefit the fertilization that comes out from the animals, because the owner is planning to use it. And that's what the Gemara explains. Ma'u l'naro, what it means to l'naro? We look at mimokar l'mokar, we take him from place to place. Hado amro b'shesokar z'man mu'at. That's only if he's renting it for a short amount of time. B'shesokar z'man merubo, but if he's taking it for a long time, mutter, because part of the rent is also to enjoy the fertilization coming from the animals. But the last thing, when he needs to return it, he can't, because that mindset is that the last day, the fertilization will go to the owner. Sigmar Rav Chuno, b'shem Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. Ha'on da'ozale le'tzorko v'loy misani. Someone who needs to go to the bathroom, but he's not able to. He has constipation. Yezel min oso l'oso v'misani. He should go from place to place, and that will help him out. More here is bringing, he spoke about going from place to place for the animals. That also works for human being. If he goes from place to place, it opens up the me'ayim and is going to remove the constipation. Rabbeinu Moshe Mar Ukfon says there's another solution. Chaferito ikor tov le'me'ayo. Chaferito is a type of vegetable, and the root of that vegetable is good for the me'ayim, meaning that will help someone who has constipation. Continues the Gemara of Chia Bar Bo Shal. Actually, posku ev de avoido. So we learned in the Mishnah that once work is done, people are not fertilizing their fields. So then there's things that are allowed. And the end of the Mishnah was that if he has his animals in the field and they fill up the field and there's no room for the animals to move, he could take out the zevel, he could take out the manure and put it out. Says the Gemara, what happens if people are still fertilizing their fields? He could still take it out or not? Actually, poskoiv de avoido. Mashiach muto loitzi min asar v'ten to chesdeo. Can he remove it from the corral and put it into his field? Kederech ha-mezavlin, which that's the normal way for people to do to fertilize the field. Are you allowed to do it then? Because his intention is not to fertilize, it's just to have room for his animals. And the Gemara does not answer the question. We're in Tav Chobeis, and Beis, Halacha Dal, and the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Lo yiftach odom machtsev ketchilo letoich sadeu. A person should not start a quarry in his field, meaning a place where he's taking out stones, even though he has no intention for the purpose of the field. His own intention is he wants the stones, he wants the rocks. But he should not start in the beginning of in Shemitah. Ad sheyu bo shalosh marbiyos Shem Shalosh al Shalosh al Rum Shalosh Shur Mesirim Shev Avonim. Only if he already removed 27 stones, and what shape? Three rows, each one 3 by 3. 3 by 3 means 9. You have 3 rows, so you have 9 per row. That's 27 stones. And that's the Lashon. Shalosh Murbiyos, 3 rows. Shem Shalosh al Shalosh, they're 3 by 3. Al Rum Shalosh, 3 rows, one on top of each other. Shur Mesirim Shev Avonim. If he already removed 27 stones, so then he can continue doing that in Shemitah. Continues the Mishnah. Kodesh sheyesh bo esar avonim. If you have a fence that has 10 stones, shemosu shtaim shtaim, that every stone needs to be carried by 2 people. So they have 10 stones that are so heavy, they need 2 people to carry them. Harei ludi notlo. Meaning, the reason why you cannot remove a fence on Shemitah, because people will think that you're working on the field. But if there's very large stones over there, and there's a large quantity of it, it's very clear he's doing it for binyan, he's not doing it for the field. So what is the minimum amount you need in order for that to be clear? 10 stones, which are very heavy. Says the Mishnah, Shi'ur goder asar tfachim. The fence needs to be 10 tfachim high in order for it to be a fence and have this din. Pochas bikan, if it's less than tfachim. Machtza v'goyim emoy at pochas minoritz tefach. You can remove the fence as long as you're leaving 1 tefach on the ground. So there, very clear, he's not doing it for the field. He's doing it for the stones, or either to remove or to rebuild the fence. That's only if it's his field. So then, if he's taking out the stones, he's taking out the fence, maybe he's doing it for the purpose of the field. But if he's doing it in the field of his friends that he does not own, he can take the whole thing. Everybody knows he's not doing it for the field. He doesn't care about the field. He's doing it for the purpose of the fence. That's all if he didn't start before Shemitah. If you start before Shemitah to remove the fence, so then he can continue and do whatever he wants, even without the conditions mentioned in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Hey Chavita, speaking about the query in the beginning of the Mishnah, Tlot al Zimni min Tesha, is it 3 times 9, every row is 9, or Tisha Zimni min Tlas, or it's 9 times 3? Is it 9 rows of 3, or 3 rows of 9, as Shavasheva, which comes out to be 27? Meaning both options are valid in order to get to the 27. Says the Gemara, Tani, Machzav Shebeinu Levin Chaver. If there's a quarry that's between him and his friend, they both have a part in it. Uposach Boi Chaver Beheter, if his friend started to cut into it Beheter before Shemitah, Mutar. So then he can continue on Shemitah. But if his friend already took everything that he has, he already dug out the entire quarry from his part, and he's done. So then also, then he cannot start in Shemitah. He can't say, oh, my friend started, I'm just continuing. Because once his friend finishes his whole part, so when he starts, it's considered to be a new beginning, and there it goes back to the conditions of the Mishnah, there needs to be a certain amount that started before Shemitah in order to continue. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Chov Beis.